For NPR Illinois, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Springfield singer-songwriter Tom Irwin and playwright John Arden are bringing their production about the life and times of a Sangamon County teenager back for another run. Sangamon Songs tells the story of 16-year-old Harry Glenn Ludlam, who wrote a diary in 1893 about life on his farm, the same farm owned by Irwin's family today. I sat down with the duo, who brought the musical play to life for the first time back in August, to chat about what audiences can expect this time from the show that's been more than a century in the making. Here's one of the songs from that show, called What Went On Last Night.
What went on last night? What went on last night? I will never tell. What went on last night? What went on last night? What went on last night? I will never tell. What went on last night?
So the last time that we talked, y'all were getting ready to set up for the show over in Petersburg, if I remember correctly.
That's right.
How did that show go, and what were the challenges of putting it on?
We first started the Petersburg show. One of the reasons we went there, because it was a small little theater that really hadn't been used that much, and the deal we could make with the guy was like, well, whoever shows up, and we just split whatever was there. So we expected maybe 20 or 30 people, and we ended up having a I don't know what we expected, but what we got was sold-out shows both times, and people coming that expected to get tickets that couldn't, so that was a little over 100 at each show. So that went really well. It really did, so that's kind of what we decided to do another one.
This theater had been set up, I think, to show movies and other things. So when we first got there, Tom was up on the stage, and then they pulled down the screen, and our projections were showing on Tom.
Yeah, so it
was
right,
like,
in the middle of it.
we couldn't work it that way. So we eventually decided to put Tom on the floor. It was a small enough theater that Tom could be on the floor, and you could see him and hear him and everything. So we had the big projections up on the stage, and we didn't use the stage that much, really. We were down on the floor.
Yes.
What did folks say after they saw this whole production, having the Harry Glenn Ludlam character on stage and Tom performing the songs, which you've done in the past? What did folks have to say about seeing that all together?
Well, I think emotionally, I have more of a feeling what happened during the show than even after. John may be able to refer to it afterwards, but as being up there on stage, I mean, there were literal gasps sometimes you could hear, and there'd be people laughing, and I did hear people talked about being brought to tears by some of the emotional parts of it.
Yeah, I would say I was surprised at how, especially the Saturday night audience, was so emotionally into it. And in the prologue where Tom talks about what happened to Harry eventually the rest of his life, there's one point where we put up the only photo that we have of him, which is, I think he's 60 years old, and And I think people really reacted to that. And, Phil Funkenbusch, a local director who was there that night, said by the time the audience has made the journey with Harry, they've invested so much in him that when they see what happened to him, they do have an emotional response. And that surprised me, because I didn't know if the story had that in it.
So let's move to the performance that's up and coming. What can folks expect if they come out?
They can look forward to hearing these great songs and to hearing Tom perform them with the Harry character, who is performed by his son John Gifford Irwin, who really was a revelation. I think a lot of people walked out of the show saying, boy, that young guy is really good. And he is really good. And he has a lot of experience on stage, and he really sold it.
Well, John was about, 5 years old, and he walked up and put his chest out and started singing out in public. So he's just a natural for the stage. Plus, we'll also have, of course, Teresa O'Hara again on flute and Irish whistle, and J.D. Wilson playing some banjo and gitjo and guitars for us, which adds a little extra dimension to the songs.
And finally, in the next 30 seconds, what are you both excited about as this show is coming up?
Well, the chance to do it again, for one thing. An analogy I used earlier, it's like the second child. The first one's, we're all gung-ho and everything's different, but everything's different for the second one, and To me, that's just to see it continue is the most exciting thing to me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was great to do it in Petersburg, and it was very homemade. But all the events of the play actually happened nearby, so it felt like it was the right place to go the first time. Now I think we're kind of stepping up. We can do a lot more technically with this venue, and then also having it in Springfield opens it up to people who, you know, more people and fans of Tom's who live around here.
Well, Tom and John, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
So much, Sam.
I'm Harry Glenn Ludlow, age 16. It's August 10th, 1893. I'm Harry Glenn Ludlow, age 16. It's August 10th.